It's exactly 9:30, and over on Radio 3 Unwind right now, there's some ultimate calm with Olafur Arnalds. Here on Radio 3, it's time for a Music Planet football special with Lopa Kotari.
Welcome to the World Cup here on Music Planet.
Celebrando esta y amo a ver quién ganará.
The unmistakable voices of the legendary Gypsy Kings, who rose to fame back in the 80s playing at the private parties of the IT crowd in Saint-Tropez. It's not often you get to hear Gypsy Kings on Music Planet, but tonight it is all about the impending kickoff of the World Cup. And that song is one of the tracks on the compilation album Music of the World Cup, Allez, Ola, Ole, catchy title, that was the official FIFA World Cup album back in 1998 when it was held in France. So, with the FIFA World Cup about to start this week, over the next hour, it is all about footy. And for those of you not into the game, just immerse yourself in some fun tunes. We've got songs dedicated to Argentina's Diego Maradona and Cameroonian Roger Milla, one of the first African players to become a star on the world stage, also the oldest footballer at the time to score a goal in the World Cup back in 1990 at the age of 38. We've also got music from two of the countries taking part for the first time, Curaçao and Jordan. And since the co-host nation is Mexico, Camilo Lara of Mexican Institute of Sound has put together three tracks for us, exploring the sounds of Mexican tropical dance music that have inspired his latest album with Meridian Brothers. So let's get on with the music. Next up, it's Jorge Ben from the mighty footballing nation of Brazil. Ben, now in his late 80s, is obsessed with football, with one critic even suggesting that he should be considered the poet laureate of soccer songwriting. So here it is, one of the biggest hits from his 1976 album Africa Brasil, called Ponta de Lança Africano, samba rock at its funkiest.
Baraúna, homem go,
Baraúna, homem go, Baraúna, homem go, Baraúna, homem go.
Joga bola, corocondo.
Como él, mil cohetes, mil amigos,
Maradona y un partido que gana. Si yo fuera Maradona, perdido en cualquier lugar. La vida es una tómbola, de noche y de día. La vida es una tómbola, y arriba y arriba. La vida es una tómbola, de noche y de día. La vida es una tómbola.
That was Manu Chao and a song from his album Radiolina, released in 2007, in a kind of tribute to the man famous for the Hand of God goal, Diego Maradona. Now, back in 2010, South Africa became the first African nation to host the World Cup, and they really harnessed the power of music to make it a Games to Remember. I mean, who can forget the sound of the vuvuzela? The opening concert at Soweto's Orlando Stadium in Johannesburg set the scene for a Games like no other. I was there with my producer Roger Short and sound engineer Marvin Ware to bring Radio 3 listeners that opening concert and some of the music happening during the first week of the tournament. It was so exciting and such a thrill to be part of it. Well, Cape Town's Freshly Ground, a popular Afrofusion band, performed at that opening concert with megastar Shakira because they had played on her hit song Waka Waka, This Time for Africa, that was named the official FIFA World Cup song. I'm not going to play you Shakira's Waka Waka, nor the original by the Cameroonian band Golden Sounds. I am going to play you a track from Freshly Ground, who have just released their first full-length album in 7 years. It's called Take Me Home. Also, the band is going to be over here in the UK this July performing at WOMAD on the new site in Neston Park. Yeah. Yeah.
Busy trying to stay away from danger, fussing, fighting for the sake of paper. No more crying out, I'm sick of waiting, 'cause I can save myself, don't need a savior. Ah. Trying to find something to hang on, but the eyes don't realize where you came from. I know deep inside greatness is awaiting. It is just a matter of time you'll find your awakening. I see you. All this up and down, it's time to let go. Time to free your mind and free your soul. 'Cause I know deep inside we've got a purpose, but the dreams won't work unless we do the working. Oh, ama kesha shintile, ama namundi fiki se, uma lamba nufukile. Chabula, 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 chabula
Chabula, so Chabula. Chabula.
Estima mentira.
Wawi Cariño, a song from Isaline Calista, a much-loved singer from the island of Curaçao, one of the four countries making its debut appearance at the World Cup this year. Before that was South Africa's Freshly Ground and a track from their latest album. And as I said, they're going to be at WOMAD this July. Another gig worth putting in your calendar, coming to the UK for the first time since 2018 for what he has said is his final gig as part of his farewell tour, is Panama's Ruben Blades. With over 25 Grammy Awards, he is seen as one of the most influential artists in Latin music history. He's going to be at the Roundhouse in Camden, North London, on the 8th of July with the 20-strong Roberto Delgado Big Band. Don't miss it. It is going to be a great night of Latin pop, rock and salsa. Interestingly, 2018 was the last time that the Panama national team made it to the World Cup. That was their debut appearance. This year, it's their second. This next song is called Like a Football, written by Twan Gweno, a much-loved Ugandan musician on the country's wedding circuit. It's on an album called Enanga Vision that was released on Soundway about 10 years ago. It brought former Ugandan Royal Court multi-instrumentalist Albert Sempeke together with fellow Ugandan and ex-bare-knuckle fighter Otim Alpha, pioneer of Acholitronics, which is traditional Acholi folk music put through its electronic paces. Jesse Hackett was the producer who put the whole thing together. So here it is, a bit of electro-bonkersness like a football.
Like a football, but don't kick me around.
Fuselaje y caja negra en la cocina. El servicio a clientes el mejor. De París a Bogotá en mi turbina. Velocidad del sonido, ahí te voy. Es el Concorde, es el
del talento y tu fama.
Realidad virtual, se me moja el algoritmo, en un vuelo en mi nave me resigno.
El fuselaje y caja negra en la cocina, el servicio a clientes el mejor. De Bogotá a CDMX en turbina, velocidad del sonido en Omnicord. Es el Concord, es el Concord, es el Concorde, es el Concord, es el Concord, es el Concord, es el Concorde, mi compadre es el Concord.
A double header of electronic music there. Ananga Vision with Like a Football, followed by Concord, just one of the tracks on the collaborative album from Eblis Alvarez of Meridian Brothers and Camilo Lara of Mexican Institute of Sound, MIS. The album is called Ruido Tovar, named after Rigo Tovar, who drove a pink Ferrari and created a cumbia revolution in Mexico when he plugged the sound into a bank of amps. Alvarez and Lara, well, they take that whole kind of music a step further. Which leads me rather neatly to our football feature, if you will. Since the FIFA World Cup kicks off in Mexico City next week, we invited the man behind MIS, Camilo Lara, who created Mexico's version of the FIFA theme this year, to share three tracks with us that inspired the latest album with Meridian Brothers.
Tropical music is everything that makes you dance. And at that time, it was danzón, mambo, cha-cha-cha, cumbia. All these rhythms were under the same umbrella. My name is Camilo Lara. I'm the only member of the Mexican Institute of Sound. I've been doing tropical music all my life, and this time I'm doing an album with Eblis from Meridian Brothers called Ruido Tobal. we wanted to explore the idea of the sound of Mexican cumbia of the 70s into the 80s. On those years, people start trying to get to a different conclusion with different ways to create music. Instead of having a large horn section, just having a synthesizer, this create a different effect. So it helped to create the roots of the current Mexican traditional scene. Some of those experiments were really clever and intelligent. Some of those others were not. It was just weird and strange, but we kind of loved those ones, the ones that were actually looking for something different and exploring and failing and succeeding. Like, we don't care. Both are beautiful. This is Camilo from the Mexican Institute of Sound, and this is Mexico Tropical in 3 tracks. We're gonna listen a track by an incredible band called Los Solitarios. The song is called Ya Se Va.
Ya se va y no volverá.
This band was formed in the north of the country, in Tijuana, in the 60s. It's really incredible the way they use all the new media that they had at that time.
Fue traición de amor que no perdonará.
The first time I listening to this track was when I was a kid. I grew up in Mexico City, and on the street you're listening to cumbia and tropical music. I remember very clearly listening to this track in a block party in Mexico outside my house. It was probably one of those tracks that made me believe that I could do music, and that my whole purpose in life was to create this kind of a cool, intriguing, strange and fun music.
Si ella me quería a mí. Castigo será el no tenerte a ti. Culpa mía por haberte engañado así. Ya se va, oh, ya se va. La mujer que más quiero ya se va. Tú dirás si ella me quería a mí. Culpa mía por haberte engañado así. Ya se va, oh, ya se va.
This next track is the incredible, mind-blowing Rigo Tobar. If there's someone that was really eccentric, really crazy, fun, adventurous in music, was Rigo Tobar. At one point in life, Rigo was the biggest artist in Mexico. There is a story that says that he once played in Monterrey in Mexico in a larger crowd, bigger than the Pope. He was a pioneer. He had the best equipment in Mexico. He had tons of synthesizers and started exploring guitar sounds with wahs and different effects. The way I see him is probably the Mexican Sun Ra, or this kind of artists that were connected to a higher force, and at one point they just
decide to
go and float with those forces. Next track is Acapulco Tropical by the band Acapulco Tropical.
A gozar en Acapulco.
This incredible combo was a project that lived on the 70s, and they were the ultimate tropical band out of the city of Acapulco. By the 70s, Acapulco was not what it was on the 50s. Acapulco was a very glamorous city, but in the 50s, by the 70s, it was kind of something like Elvis in Las Vegas. That was Acapulco Tropical in Acapulco.
Acapulco Tropical, que bien que goza. Acapulco Tropical, que bien que toca. Acapulco Tropical, que bien que goza. Acapulco Tropical.
It's incredible how this band does this magical use of keyboards, and how they evolve into what we really admire, which is, instead of getting this large formation of musicians, they just focus on trying to do probably the cross of electronic music and tropical music.
Cuando oigo al bajo también, qué bien que toca.
Acapulco Tropical,
qué bien que goza.
Acapulco Tropical,
qué bien que toca.
Acapulco Tropical,
qué bien que goza.
Acapulco Tropical.
Acapulco Tropical, qué bien que goza.
Acapulco Tropical,
vámonos a gozar con Acapulco Tropical. Ahí va, Robalito.
Eso yo.
What a great selection there, from the romance of Los Solitarios to full-on Acapulco Tropical. Camilo Lara from Mexican Institute of Sound, thank you so much for sharing those three tracks with us. If you'd like to listen back to that, just head to BBC Sounds, where you can also find full details of all the music that we're playing on the programme tonight. This is Music Planet on BBC Radio 3. I'm Lapa Katari. Tonight, it's all about football, ahead of the FIFA World Cup, which starts on the 11th of June with Mexico versus South Africa in Mexico City. Four countries, Curaçao, Cabo Verde, Uzbekistan and Jordan, have all qualified for the first time. I've played a song from Curaçao, Now I've got one from Jordan, from the indie band Autostrad, that has been around for about 20 years. This song is a dubka, a line dance of sorts that is commonplace at a wedding, or even, perhaps, at a football match.
Yeah. come to the most beautiful game in the world.
Thomas Mapfuno, the Lion of Zimbabwe, and a song he wrote to champion the Zimbabwean national team in 1998 and rally the fans ahead of the World Cup in France. The Lions of Soccer is on an album called Chimurenga 98 that Mapfuno recorded with his band, The Blacks Unlimited. And that brings us to the final whistle on Music Planet for tonight. Thank you for joining me. Catherine Tekel will be with you next week with a return journey from Pakistan's Grammy Award-winning songstress Aruj Aftab. Stay with us if you can. The new music show is next here on BBC Radio 3. I'm going to play us out tonight with one final football song. It's from Congolese singer Pepe Kale in praise of Cameroonian football hero Roger Miller, who was the oldest player at the age of 38 to score a goal at the World Cup back in 1990 and again aged 42 in the 1994 World Cup. And if I remember correctly, he used to do some fancy dance moves every time he scored. Till next time, enjoy your weekend and, of course, the football.
Chantal, déconcentre-moi. Sans...
To one of Cameroon's football greats, ending this week's edition of Music Planet. It was presented by Lopa Kotari and it's a reduced listening production for Radio 3, produced this week by Gabriel Francis.
Music Matters on BBC Radio 3.
Join me, Mark Radcliffe, for inspiration and evocative compositions as I climb not every mountain, but quite a few. Dive into several of the world's great rivers and scan the sky for all things avian. Birds, mountains, rivers, and some magnificent music. Nature Ramblings with me, Mark Radcliffe. Tomorrow afternoon from 3 on Radio 3 and BBC Sounds.
Keith Jarrett's legendary 1975 Cologne concert arranged for string quartet. That's how BBC Radio 3 Through the Night begins tonight. Join Jonathan Swain for that from 12:30. But now at 10:30, it's time for this week's new music show with Tom Service.
Thank you.